You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, does the idea of riding in a driverless vehicle make you a little nervous? Our guest tells us about his recent test drive here in Wisconsin. Now, the state Supreme Court heard testimony yesterday from lawyers and judges from around the state who say that pay for public defenders is way too low. They say the rates for those attorneys are the lowest in the nation, and that's keeping people from receiving their constitutional rights. Sean Johnson is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio News. He's covering this issue. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Talk about what happened at the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, yesterday.
What they had was a rules petition hearing. And so you've got some attorneys who have petitioned the Supreme Court to raise the amount that we pay court-appointed attorneys in Wisconsin. And this was a chance for them to go before all seven justices and members of the public to sign up and go testify and say, do this or don't do it. And mostly we heard from lawyers and judges saying, please, this is overdue.
And this is a little kind of a different thing for the state Supreme Court. Usually when something comes there, somebody has sued somebody else, and then it moves up the court hierarchy to them. This is their role as the overseers of what happens in courts around the state, and officers of the court, judges and attorneys brought this up in that context.
Exactly. And it's a key difference as far as the justices are concerned. I mean, the way that they view it anyway, because this is a petition, as you mentioned. It's a group of people asking the court to set a rule. So the court, at least several of the justices said that in that context, they were unwilling to just say, we, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, find the current system for paying defense lawyers unconstitutional, that if they were going to take that step, and they didn't say that they would, but if they were, they'd want to see a case make it up to the court.
Now let's talk about the issue. People have been talking about this for a while. Public defenders in Wisconsin, these are attorneys who say, yes, I will represent this often low income client for the set rate. How do we compare to the rest of the country?
We are the lowest. I mean, $40, which is what the state public defender pays private attorneys to take public defender cases, is the lowest in the nation. You did hear somebody who represents defense lawyers nationally talk about his own state's battle to raise the $40 rate like back in the 90s. You know, so this is something that other states have already raised considerably, but we haven't in Wisconsin.
And their case is not just lawyers aren't making enough money, but that this is making it harder for people to get representation. That's kind of at the heart of their argument, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're an attorney there were attorneys who spoke who have small private practices in northern Wisconsin, for example. And one of the messages you heard was, look, I spent $250,000 on law school for the right to do this. I would like to take more public defender cases, but I can't when I basically have to pay for the right to take them.
And are they making a constitutional argument here saying that for defendants, if these lawyers aren't available because of this low rates, this doesn't give them their due process?
That is the problem. So right now, especially in a number of northern Wisconsin counties where it's really hard to get public defenders, you'll have people sit in jail for 6 to 7 weeks, one judge said, that he has people sit in jail for that long while they wait for an attorney. So that is a pretty clear violation of their Sixth Amendment right under the U.S. Constitution. They are supposed to have that right to counsel. And if they can't afford it, that's where public defenders come in.
Talking to Sean Johnson from WPR News about a hearing yesterday before the state Supreme Court on what public defenders are paid by the state. Sean, does the state Supreme Court have the power to raise the pay for any or all public defenders?
For some of them, yes. Specifically for public defenders. So the way it breaks down in Wisconsin is you have these public defenders or private attorneys who are paid by the state public defender. That's who gets the $40 per hour. That is under the purview of state government, the state. And it's, I think, pretty clearly the legislature and the governor's call to decide whether or not that funding gets increased. So what the court can do is there's this other group of attorneys for people who don't fall into the category of needing a public defender, but nevertheless need an attorney. There are court-appointed attorneys. They get paid $70 an hour in Wisconsin, which is still low nationally. So this petition says to the Supreme Court, raise that $70 rate right now from $70 an hour to $100 an hour. And that is something that the court could do, arguably at least, unilaterally, is tell counties, county judges, right now, this is the rate that we pay for these court-appointed attorneys.
What did the state Supreme Court justices say to that idea?
The big thing, you heard from all the justices who spoke was, we agree that this is a problem. I mean, you didn't really hear any dispute of that on the court. They all seemed to agree that this was a problem. It was just a question of whether or not they felt like they could do anything about it as the court, whether they could step in and tell counties, spend all this money, or especially with the state, whether they could step in and say, the state public defender, you're going to raise the rates because we say so, because things are bad.
Right, because one thing the state Supreme Court doesn't really have is a budget to do any of this. They can't fund the pay for these attorneys.
Yeah, that's their argument. They don't have, in their words, the power of the purse, that is the role of the governor and legislature. And even though you've heard a number of legislators say, public defender pay is an issue in Wisconsin, they haven't come forward and passed a bill or put it in the budget to spend more money on them.
We've talked to lawmakers here on the show from rural areas, especially up north, who say there's a problem for people hiring attorneys, period. Public defenders, somebody to write their will, whatever. Have lawmakers tried to do something about this public defender pay issue itself?
It comes up off and on. And I mean, in this last session, there was actually also talk about increasing the number of assistant district attorneys throughout the state. You know, anytime there's money involved, state money involved, especially, there's resistance, that it competes against other priorities. In the case of the court-appointed attorneys, this step that the court could take, for example, that would cost an estimated $32 million a year if they did that step tomorrow, and that would be borne entirely by Wisconsin counties. So the Wisconsin Counties Association is against this. They said, look, we agree that there's a problem and that rate is low, but if you go ahead and do this tomorrow, we are going to be saddled with a $32 million annual bill with no extra state money. And that's just not fair to us. We're going to have to cut back on other priorities.
Now, by analogy, you've been covering redistricting court challenges. And one option for courts in redistricting cases is to say, your map is bad, you have to redraw it. But we're not going to redraw the map for you. Is it an option, do you think, for the state Supreme Court to say, this pay is bad, it's creating an unconstitutional condition for some citizens? We can't say pay X amount, but we can say fix it by this date and bring back your plan to us.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like petitioners are looking for the court to take some type of a leadership role. And if the court does that and says this is just, this is a crisis, a constitutional crisis, that with that leadership, the legislature might step in and say, okay, here's money. But this is not a lawsuit. This is right. Not people who have come forward and said, my Sixth Amendment rights are being violated because I'm sitting in jail for seven weeks without an attorney. Now, it's kind of a catch-22 situation, chicken before the egg, whichever one.
Right.
Those people can't come forward because they don't have a lawyer.
Right. I mean, find an attorney to challenge the fact that you don't have an attorney.
Right, exactly. So, one of the judges from Northern Wisconsin who spoke yesterday said he keeps waiting for somebody to file a motion in his court. Somebody's been sitting in jail for 6 or 7 weeks and say, my rights are being violated, let me out now. But when you don't have a lawyer, that motion never comes.
Do we have a timeline on a decision, a reaction to this petition from the state Supreme Court?
We don't. We don't know what they're going to do or when. They did address this issue a little bit in 2011. And at the time, they said that a crisis is coming. Something needs to be done. And here we are, 7 years later, and nothing's been done. So, they could take another step like that where they sound a warning, but it's happened before and nothing happened.
We'll leave it there for now. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Sean Johnson is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio News. He joined us today to talk about testimony at the Wisconsin Supreme Court yesterday from lawyers and judges who say that low pay for public defenders in the state keeps lawyers from picking up cases.